Right now, we have Vishi Agrawal. She's 14 and is a student at Fox Chapel School District. Hi, Vishi.
Hi.
I'm so glad that you're here. Tell me a little bit about yourself, the grade you're going to be going into in the fall, what things you like to do.
I'm going to be going into Fox Chapel Area High School as a freshman next year. I enjoy all kinds of literature, reading, writing, poetry. I also enjoy music very much.
Do you play an instrument?
Well, not really. I used to play piano, but I didn't continue that, and I'm currently learning to play guitar.
So you enjoy listening to music, it sounds like, and I would imagine you probably enjoy lyrics as a writer. The transition to high school can be a big deal. Are you being well prepared, I hope? Have you had a chance to tour the building or anything?
Yeah, we have had a chance to tour the building, but we're having a lot of construction done on the high school, so anything that is in a place is most likely going to be moved anyway, so I don't know how much that tour helped.
And maybe everyone will be just as confused when they come back, the upper class people as well as the freshmen that are starting. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge or say hello to while we have the time to do that?
I would definitely like to acknowledge Luminari for giving me this experience, for being able to be here in the first place. I enjoyed the camp very much. It was probably one of the highlights of my summer. And I would also like to acknowledge Erica and Sarah for being in contact with me and being able to tell me about this.
Yeah, they're both members of our staff, and I know you had a chance to meet Sarah one day during the I Want to Be an Ambassador camp. Luminari is an organization that I remember the founding of very clearly when Hilda Fu, my good friend, founded Luminari. It was really important to her to create positive and interesting experiences. And the camp you just finished is called I Want to Be an Ambassador. And can you sort of you can get as detailed as you'd like. I don't want to put you under pressure, but I'm curious, like, when did you find out about it? Like, what attracted you to actually attending it? And then some of the things you learned as it went on.
So I found it. Me and my mom, we were looking up like summer camps for me, and we actually discovered this camp last year, but I didn't go because I didn't think it would benefit me as much because I didn't understand as much about the world as I do this year. So we came back to the camp this year and I signed up for I Want to Be an Ambassador. I wanted to go because I really wanted to learn more about like the art of diplomacy and working with others, and being able to put our ideas together, as well as just trying to make a difference in the world today.
Those are a couple really significant thoughts. One, knowing that you weren't ready for it, or feeling that you weren't ready for it. And I think when I was 13, I'm not sure if I would have been ready for it a year later either. But did you learn more about the world in your studies, or how do you think your international perspective changed during that year between 13 and 14?
I think it just changed because, obviously I was older, so I was able to comprehend more about the world around me than I used to be able to. And also I wasn't as focused when I was younger, and this year I really started paying a lot of attention in my classes about the things that were going on and finally forming my own opinions about them.
It's great to be aware of changes like that.
Definitely.
And then the notion of the importance of diplomacy, was that something that kind of hit you all of a sudden, or was there something that triggered that for you, or was it more of just a growing awareness?
It was more of just a growing awareness. I just gradually realized that I am interested in how the world works, how it operates, and the people who do that, who make the relations that we need with other countries or other people even.
Have you thought about careers involving diplomacy? It's way early to think about what you might want to do, but I'm curious.
I don't know. I think eventually I definitely want to go into politics or something with diplomacy because, again, I just love learning about like the relations between people and countries and everything, but I'm not sure at the moment what I want to do exactly.
What are some of the things that happened in camp that you especially feel you benefited from?
I loved all the different lessons that they taught about diplomacy, but that they taught them in like such interactive ways, which I could really relate to, and I think a lot of my peers could as well. For example, we had a lesson once on communications and how you can't just assume things based on what you know. So our camp like director, she put two bags of bread and a jar of peanut butter and a jar of jelly. Everything was sealed. And she said, okay, someone tell me how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So obviously we told her, get some bread out of a bag first thing. So she rips open the bag and like gets like five pieces of bread out. And we have to like learn through that exercise how to be very specific with our words, and we can't just assume that someone knows what we're talking about.
That's a great exercise. So what would be a better way of giving the first step to making a sandwich?
It would be better to tell her to take the twist tie off of the bag, open up the bag, and take two pieces of bread out from the top of the bag. We had to learn that from personal experience.
And then close the bag, maybe.
Yeah.
Afterwards. That's really great. Like, take the peanut butter and put it on the sandwich. That could mean that you're going to take the whole jar of peanut butter and put it on the
bread.
And it sounds so silly, but if you're speaking to somebody that doesn't understand English, that might be what they hear, right?
Exactly, yeah.
That's funny. I never thought about that. Like, add two eggs to a recipe and you just throw in the eggs without cracking them open. Were there other things that stuck out?
I did enjoy the presentation about public speaking that we got from here, Saturday Light Brigade, because at the beginning, when we first had to tell a story about us and speak into a microphone, I was really nervous because I didn't know if I could do it. But by the end of camp, when I had to give a speech, I felt way more confident and I wasn't as nervous before going up there.
I'm really glad to hear that because Sarah does a great job with that. And I think, was Tad out there with you that day? Yeah. They really know how to help you feel at ease. Mm-hmm. And then did you take a trip?
Yeah, we went to Washington, D.C. for 3 days.
And had you been there before?
I had been there the previous month on a trip with my honors choir, but we didn't go as many places as we did with Luminari. In Luminari, we visited many embassies and the European Union, and we learned about how they deal with diplomacy and their actions and what their everyday life is like actually being ambassadors.
Very cool. That had to be just a life-changing experience,
yeah.
I think. Well, you're also a writer.
Yeah.
I am curious how, actually, when you mention your own self-awareness about learning that you might get more out of this camp when you were 14 rather than 13, and also your growing understanding of the importance of world affairs and world culture, it struck me that you're somebody that really keeps track of her thoughts. And that, to me, means somebody who really excels at writing. Am I right about that?
I think I'm okay at writing.
Yeah. But, I mean, do you spend a lot of time writing things you're thinking about?
Yeah, I do. Mainly just in poetry. But sometimes just in my head, too, I will review my thoughts like, okay, what was I actually thinking in that moment? Or just reflect on them just to make sure that I'm aware of myself.
It's a good practice and it's hard to keep it up. Was it something in school that got you interested or something else?
In writing?
Yeah.
No, not really. Just I can't really control like when I write because I can't just sit down at a table and be like, okay, write a poem to myself. I more have to be able to like think and be really tuned in to what I'm feeling before I can actually try and put it down in words. And usually that doesn't happen very often, but it'll come at the most random moments. One time I was in gym class and I had an idea for a poem and I had to keep repeating it to myself. And when people would try and talk to me, I would be like, no, I'm trying to remember something. And as soon as gym was over, I ran down to the locker room, wrote it down on my phone to make sure I wouldn't forget it.
You know, and you probably know from experience, well, have you had experiences where you had a great concept and you lost it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing, and it's really hard to get back.
Yeah.
If ever. Well, you brought out two poems that you wrote, and I'd love to have you share the first of those, whichever one you would like to do. And what is it?
I wrote this poem in sixth grade after I had a fight with my friend. And it wasn't a big fight, but just I was just feeling bad about it. So I wrote it. And then I think a year later, my mom found out that I was doing poetry and encouraged me to submit it to a contest. So I did. And I pretty much forgot about it because like I wasn't interested in submitting it, but she told me to, so I did. And I put it out of my mind. But months later, I got a letter saying my poetry was one of the semifinalists in their competition and that it was going to be published in a book.
That's amazing. Is that the book you have right here?
Yeah.
It's called
Across the Way.
That's really terrific. And as you open it, we're going to get things all set and ready for you to share it. If you're just joining us, this is 14-year-old Vishi Agrawal, and Vishi is going into ninth grade at Fox Chapel Area High School. She is a luminarian from Luminari. That's a term Hilda and I just came up with. We think it makes sense.
I think so, too.
We thought of Luminari not, but I think Luminarian's best. Please share its title, and whenever you're ready, please go ahead. This is Vishi Agrawal.
This poem is called Life. If you never hurt, you can never cry. If you never live, you can never die. If you never give, you can never take. If you never trust, your trust can never break. If you never love, you can never know what it feels like to have someone go. If you never have friends, you will never believe. You won't experience the pain that comes when someone leaves. If you never have someone who breaks your heart, you will never know that life is hard. But you keep on going, no matter what. Learn from your mistakes and never give up.
And it's significant that you wrote that in sixth grade at the age of 11. It still fits you, I think. It's kind of an anthem. And how did that make you feel after you wrote it? Do you remember?
I like, when I write poems, I get into this, like, haze, and I don't remember, like, I don't know what's happening. And then, like, I mean, I'm aware, but I can't really think of anything else. And then when I'm out of it and I go back to think, how did I actually write this poem? I have no idea. And it sounds like someone else's words and not mine.
Isn't that something? I think some people call that like being in the zone.
Yeah.
Or achieving flow. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard those terms.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes happens to me here. I think it's when you're doing something you're so engaged by mm-hmm. that you kind of forget everything else, which is terrific. Now, you have another one that you brought too?
Yeah. This poem I submitted most recently, I think it was back in maybe February or March, maybe April, and I submitted it to another contest this year, and I just recently received a letter like a week ago that it will also be published in a book.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's
terrific. And I'll tell you more about what I was going to say in a minute, but let's hear this one. And just so you know, the first one, Vishi was reading from the published book. This one's coming from her journal. I see a few revisions here and there.
Yeah.
So I'll let you go ahead.
Okay. Childhood. I miss the simplicity of simple times, the echo of our laughter like a sweet little rhyme, and the memories we made like an ache in my mind. and the simplicity of simple times. We were blind to reality, only caught up in our dreams, never saw what was right in front of us, never understood what the words mean. You and I, so young and dumb, we never thought we would ever grow up. We never knew there wouldn't be an us. We never thought the day would come. And I never knew that I would someday move away, and you never knew you'd wish I had stayed. But no matter how hard I wish as I may, I can never relive the simplicity of those days. I miss the simplicity of simple times, the echo of our laughter like a sweet little rhyme, and the memories we made like an ache in my mind, and the simplicity of simple times.
I love the patterns within that poem. Have you thought about writing songs? You mentioned learning to play guitar.
Yeah, I have. I've written a few pieces, but I don't know if it could be called songs.
Fragments of songs, I guess. You'd be pretty good, I think. Are there artists whose lyrics and music you admire?
There are, but I don't really admire only a specific artist.
That's a good point. Are there types of songs?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Even pop songs, ones that are commonly on the radio these days, if you stop to listen to some of the more meaningful lyrics, you can hear it. But I think a lot of the lyrics that I listen to, many of those deep lyrics are from alternative music.
It's amazing sometimes if you really do listen to the lyrics of those songs and sometimes get away from the instruments, just read the lyrics. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes when you hear another artist interpret them, the lyrics really float above and you suddenly recognize just how talented the artist is. Commercial success isn't necessarily exclusive from a high quality.
Yeah, I think definitely. Sometimes, I know some of the songs that I like, people won't like the specific song because of the way it sounds when you hear it. But I find when I try and sing it, it's it sounds a lot better. So I don't think that they should be as blinded by the way it sounds instead of the way it could sound if something different was added.
Visha, you're really a remarkable person. Thank you for being here. The thing I wanted to mention to you is we have a brand new, and Hilda may have told you this, but we have a new radio service that we've sort of had a soft launch on. It's called Youth Express. It's a 24/7 internet radio format of nothing but youth poetry, writing, essays, fiction, journalism, and discussion. And I would love to get you more involved with that if you care to.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
You'd be terrific. Is there anything else you'd like to mention? We're just about ready to end our segment, but I want to be sure you get the last word, and I may have forgotten to ask you something.
I think you pretty much mentioned everything. I just, again, want to thank Luminari because definitely that camp, I plan to go back next year. It was something that I had never experienced before, and I would like to experience it again.
That's terrific. Thank you for being here. That's, I think you should remember her name, Vishi Agrawal, sharing her poetry today at the Saturday Light Brigade.